Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply bold is beautiful. Bold is beautiful. Think about how much we like bold things, my friends and neighbors. When you go to a restaurant, for example, you're looking for the bold foods to eat. The foods packed with flavor, rich with taste. You're not looking to eat bland food, food that you have to season and doctor up in order to make it taste well. No, you want the bold food. By the same token, go to any car dealership and you'll see that the cars they sell are bold colored cars. The whites, the blacks, the blue, the reds. They're not plain and bland or pastel colored. No. The cars make a statement when you drive them. You know, when you see those red sports cars driving down the street, they get your attention. Why? Because they're bold in color. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, bold has a relevance in this spiritual life because God wants us to be bold. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 28:1 that the wicked flee when no one's chasing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Then we discover in Hebrews 13:6 that we would boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are supposed to be bold. We're supposed to be bold in Christ, my friends, and I challenge you that there are four key elements where we can show our boldness every day in this Christian life. Four key elements, my friends, and they're found in the BOLD acronym. That B says first and foremost that saints must be bold by believing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing defines us more than our ability to believe. You remember the Bible says in Romans 1:17 that the just shall live by faith. Then we discover in 1 John 1:12, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Then we also discover in Romans 4:1-16 that we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we operate in this life with I believe I can. Yes, my friends. Okay, you remember when we were kids, we read the little children's book called The Little Engine That Could. And it was about a train going up this humongous hill, this small engine. And every time the engine's going up the hill, it's saying, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And that engine made it over the hill. Well, in this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, we don't operate on the I think I can philosophy. We operate on the I believe he will and I believe he has. I believe God has already answered my prayer. I believe God has already opened the door. I believe God has already sent his angels and gave them charge over me. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we operate in this Christian life in the boldness of belief. Are you believing the word of God, my friends, more than you believe anything else that you see or you hear or you talk about with your friends? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that the bold in Christ are bold because we believe. That reminds us that we're also bold because we're organized. Yes, my friends and neighbors, 1 Timothy 4:13 encourages us to give attendance to reading and exhortation and to doctrine. Then 1 Corinthians 14:40 says that all things be done decently and in order. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's okay to be bold enough to organize your life around Christ. Let me give you a few hints, my friends. You can take the time out to read the Bible in the morning before you head to the office, before you engage in any other activity. Is the Word of God on your schedule? I challenge you to get organized. I say, my friends and neighbors, if you don't have a set time to commune and worship and fellowship with God, I challenge you to put it on your schedule. Make an appointment with the Master. It's the one that you don't want to miss. You know that if we've got an appointment to go close a big deal, or some may have an appointment for a job interview, some may have an appointment to go do this or that, meet an old friend you hadn't seen for a long time, you make sure that it's on your schedule, that you've got enough time to get to the place place and that you leave in time to account for traffic. You organize your day around that special activity. I submit, my friends and neighbors, that no activity is more special than us spending a little quality time with the Father on a daily basis. He's taking the time to organize our steps. He said it in Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be bold enough to organize. The AL says we should be bold enough to listen. That's hearing the word of the Lord, my friends. Listening. That requires humility and understanding and proactive thinking. Listening. It's recognizing that every day the creator of the universe has something special he wants to say to us. Listening says that there's a nugget in the word that's going to open doors for me today, that's going to put a pep in my step today, that's going to help me make it over the hump today. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, faith in God comes by hearing the word of God. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. My friends and neighbors, our life depends on listening to the word of God. Think about it for a minute, my friends and neighbors. Our life depends on it. Our life doesn't necessarily depend on buckling up our seatbelts, even though that's not a bad idea. Our life doesn't depend on certain things. It depends on listening to the word of God. The Bible even says it in Revelations 2:7. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You see, in school, the kids who fail are the ones that refuse to listen. They rebel against instructions, and thus they fall behind, and then they've got to get tutors to help them get back on track. My friends and neighbors, we don't have to fall behind in Christ. We can listen to the word of the Lord. Last but not least, the D reminds us that the bold in Christ are decisive. You remember the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30:19 that says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. My friends and neighbors, we got a choice to make in this Christian life. We must be urgent about that choice. We can't sit back when the Spirit starts speaking to us and act like we don't need to take action. On the contrary, we've got to decide to move in that direction. Remember, Joshua told the people in Joshua 24:15, he says, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. And then he closed it by saying, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My friends and neighbors, he made the decisive choice. That's the bold choice. Let's be bolder in Christ. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.